Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for joining us, and thank you for hanging around with us this morning. I'm excited about our guest this half hour because she's one of the coolest people I know. And she's one of the smartest people I know, and she's also pretty easy on the eye. I have a great 8x10 photograph here suitable for framing of our good friend Dr. Sheree Carter-Scott, the author of so many books. I get tendonitis carrying them around. Can't look over them. I've got this huge pile of books. But one of them is, I have several favorites, but this one we're going to talk about today, If Success is a Game, These Are the Rules, is definitely one of my favorites. Sheree Carter-Scott, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim Blasingame. It's so good to be here.
It's my pleasure, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Now, I'm signing people up who want to have a good 2003 with me. Can I put you on my list?
Absolutely, top of the list.
We're going to do it together, right?
Uh huh.
And we're not going to take any excuses. We're not going to take any prisoners.
No.
And we're going to do it and know the reason why, right?
Yes, we are.
And so we're going to be successful in 2003, and that's got to mean that we got to have the second edition. Surely we've got the second edition of If Success is a Game, These Are the Rules coming out.
Absolutely.
This is 10 Rules for a Fulfilling Life. And folks, as you know, many of you know, you've heard Sheree on the show before. You know about her books. Her first book is If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules, which came out a few years ago. She's written a number of other books. But Sheree, let's talk about success in 2003. How do we make that happen?
Well, I think the most important thing that we have to start with right out of the gate is goals. And if your listeners haven't sat down between New Year's Eve, December sometime, and now, to actually set down their goals for this year, I think it's time, and maybe they want to do it right now with us on your show.
Okay.
Now, the year has four quarters, so that's four opportunities for goal setting. Mm-hmm. And we want to make certain that the goals are realistic, that they're attainable, that there's a little stretch involved, and that they're exciting, that each person puts down goals that give them a feeling of tingles, excitement, ooh-oohs, that they really want to make these things happen, that they're not just sign up three more customers. You know, I mean,
the kind of thing that makes you roll out of bed in the morning.
You betcha.
You can't wait to let your feet hit the floor running in the morning.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that makes you excited to make 2003 the best year yet.
Mm-hmm. All right, what do those sound like?
Well, remember, the acronym that we have for goals is SMART, S-M-A-R-T. And to make the goals SMART goals, they must be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-based.
All right. Now, everything in there, I agree with, except there's one thing I'd like to ask you about.
What's that?
I've heard a lot of people, and I think probably you say before, that you should never set a goal that's impossible to attain.
Right.
Do you believe that?
Well,
Because I have this little thing that I do with myself,
that I
give myself this impossible goal, and it sort of just, what it does is it gets my vision be a little bit beyond maybe where I would normally have it. It sort of stretches. That's the way I stretch you used the word stretch a minute ago. That's how I stretch myself.
Well, let me say something about that, because that addresses another book.
I think this is important.
It's a very important concept. I don't consider you a negaholic.
Right.
And since you're not a negaholic, you can set yourself one of those huge goals, mm-hmm. a big, hairy, audacious goal.
That's right.
And if you don't achieve it for whatever reason, you're not going to beat yourself up.
No.
Okay.
I never do that. Because I recognize, for example, and I said this the other day, one of my goals has been, and this is not a quarterly or an annual goal, mm-hmm. one of my goals was to get my book in the hands of every small business owner in America. And now I know I'm not going to do that, but I set about doing some things that you know, and that was what I would tell myself.
By when?
by whenever. Say over a couple of years.
It's a real goal, it has to have a date attached to it.
I had a couple of years in there.
Okay.
Yeah. And the thing is, because by the end of that 2 years, I'd have another book coming out. But the thing is that was my goal. And so, consequently, that set me on a path to giving proposals that would make, that could possibly have made that happen.
Uh-huh. And?
I haven't made that happen yet. Everybody doesn't have the book, but a lot more people do than I ever thought would.
Okay, so the difference here is that I would say, if you're a negaholic, do not set one of those goals.
Tell us what a negaholic is.
A negaholic is somebody who is addicted to negativity and thought, word, or behavior and will use one of those big, huge, outrageous, wonderful goals to beat themselves up with.
Right.
And that's not a healthy thing to do.
No, you're right about that. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with our good friend, Dr. Sheree Carter Scott, best-selling author of a number of different books, including If Success is a Game, These Are the Rules. 20 Tales. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Kristen Arnold will be joining us, and she's going to talk to us about team building. Rick Maurer is going to help us with our management, the management of our business, and Leslie Kossoff is going to help us with our ability to install quality in our small businesses. That's coming up in the show straight ahead. Dr. Sheree Carter Scott is our guest. She's the author of If Love is a Game, These Are the Rules, and If Life is a Game, These Are the Rules, and the other one, If Success is a Game, These Are the Rules. All of these are available wherever books are sold. Sheree Carter Scott, and you can find that wherever books are sold or on her website. Go ahead, Sheree.
Hi.
Give us your website.
My website. It's www.drsheree.com.
DrSheree.com, DrSheree.com. And what do we find when we get there?
You'll find me, my bio, a photo gallery, a bunch of
information.
And
that's worth the trip. That's worth the trip, folks.
But we do have a special this month for January, and it's audio tapes for people who travel in their car of If Success is a Game, These Are the Rules.
Mm-hmm. But they only use it when they can't hear me on the radio, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, good. Check that out, and they can buy those directly from your website.
Yes, they can.
Okay, DrSheree.com. Check that out, folks, when you get a chance. Okay, could we say that there are three kinds of people with regard to goal setting? People who are negaholics who just don't really get it, and then on the other end of the spectrum are people who set too higher goals and they never will reach them, and they don't know how to break it down so that they can accomplish anything, and so they wind up being just the dreamers that people sort of laugh at, and then the one in the middle, which is the person that knows how to set goals, whether they're high or in the middle or whatever, and they're the ones who actually make things happen.
Yes. I think that's right. But I also think you have to know how to differentiate between vision and goals, because vision is that which is bigger than life.
Yeah.
It's like you wanting to have your book in every small business owner's hands in America. That's a vision.
It's preposterous.
Well, no, it's not preposterous. It's doable. I mean, look, we have a Gideon Bible in every hotel room. Well, why not?
I'm talking to the Gideons.
I think that's a good conversation. I mean, they somehow got their book out there in
that's
all those
right.
Motel 6s.
That's right.
Why not have your book
exactly.
as a handbook, as the Bible of every small business person?
And yours too, right?
Well, why not? But the key thing here is knowing that your goal or your dream, your vision, is bigger than life. Mm. And in order to make it happen, we have to put it into specific, tangible steps that you can map out along the way to make certain that you're chipping away at that vision in increments.
Mm-hmm. It's like planning a trip, isn't it?
It's like eating an elephant.
Yeah, one leg at a time, right?
One bite, yeah.
Well, the thing is all right, I'm going to make a trip. I'm going to drive 1,000 miles.
Yes.
And that's your vision, but you know you can't be there right now. You got to take that first leg.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Maybe your vision is that you want to go to every country in the world, but you have to start with a single trip.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that trip is to the local 7-Eleven. You know, I mean, you have to start somewhere, but you want to dream big is what you're saying, and I
mm-hmm.
totally agree with that. But what I see very often, Jim, is I see people setting unrealistic goals, not meeting those goals, and then beating themselves up for not achieving them and feeling bad about them, and it's setting them back even further.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to avoid is that syndrome. I want people to set their goals, achieve them, and then fuel them like they're filling up the gas tank to be able to go forward and achieve bigger and better.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never set goals before, it's kind of tricky to set them in the first place.
Is there a technique that you use?
Well, yeah. I really do say to people, I want you to sit down and write down, I want, is their first two words, I want, and then fill in the blanks. What is it that you want to have happen this year? And see if you can come up with, you know, three per quarter. That's 12 goals, 12 total goals, three for the first, second, third, and fourth. And then after you come up with those goals, make certain there's a date on every one of them. And the date part is the part that you really want it to be, you know, realistic.
Should you leave room under each one of them to write in how you're going to do that?
Your strategy, your action steps, absolutely. What you're going to do, who you're going to contact, the action steps that you're going to take to make them become real. Because you don't want to just write a list of goals and put them in a drawer and forget about them. You want to have that list of goals posted by your computer, on your bathroom mirror, on your refrigerator door, in your car. You want to have it everywhere that you're going to see it every single day. It's going to be on your radar screen.
You know, some people who don't accomplish their goals or who don't write goals down, I've known people like that, and somebody would say, well, they're just lazy, they won't do it. But I propose that they just haven't identified the thing that really gets them, the thing that really wakes them up in the morning.
Well, that's true, and there's also the person who's afraid to write down their goals.
Hmm.
And they're afraid either because they're going to achieve it or they're not going to achieve it, either way.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I, whenever I do that outrageous visioning that you were talking about a minute ago, like as I had said, I didn't really say that to very many people. Actually, I don't know if I said it to anybody when I first came up with it, but it was just my little secret, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of this stuff you can talk about, some of it you might not want to talk about. Some of it you might want to just keep it to yourself.
Well, because the more outrageous your goal, the more you subject yourself to potential ridicule.
Yeah.
And a lot of us don't like to be made fun of.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you say to somebody, you know, what I want to do is I want to get my hand and my book in the hands of everybody in America, and they think, are you some kind of a nut?
Yeah, that's right.
You megalomaniac? And you know, you really don't want to make yourself look like a lunatic. But, you know...
If success is a game, these are the rules. That's the book that we're working out of right now by Dr. Sheree Carter Scott, 10 Rules for a Fulfilling Life. Well, she has many others. Check them out when you get a chance. She's going to be back as we wrap up the hour right after these messages. 10 till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. Dr. Sheree Carter Scott is our guest, and we're talking about being successful in 2003. And Sheree says that that where we start, here it is on the threshold of 2003, the threshold of the new year, let's set some goals. And we've been talking about the way to set those goals and how to get them established and how to differentiate between vision and goals, right, Sheree?
And on page 75 is a real nice matrix that compares a vision to a goal and gives you a whole bunch of examples.
And this is in the book, If Success is a Game, These Are the Rules.
That's right. And this is in Chapter 4, which is all about setting mm-hmm. goals that are going to work for you.
You know, actually, that's a page that I had already the corner is dog-eared. I'd already been to that page. You're right about that. That's an outstanding graphic there. Now, you mentioned that the year was broken into quarters.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do we do with those quarters?
Well, what you do is you look and see what you feel. Again, this is in a little bit of conflict with your hairy, audacious goals, but you look and see what's realistic and attainable in the next 3 months in terms of your overall vision and your specific goals that you really feel that you can accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Give you an example. You know, when I told you I wanted to get my private pilot's license,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was one of those things that was way out there and a big stretch for me. But I started a year in advance, and I said I wanted to get it before my birthday. And actually, I had my check ride and got my license the day before my birthday. And that was specifically targeting it on that. If I hadn't set myself a date, a specific date, I'd probably give myself that whenever and whatever and accept all those reasons and excuses and explanations along the way that are legitimate, albeit, but that weren't going to push me to saying, look, I'm going to make this happen before my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And because I set that goal, I was focused on it, I was managing to it, and I got it done.
And you had a checkpoint, didn't you?
Absolutely.
You checked your position as you went along.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I think it's very, very important to make certain that you set a date and that that date is realistic. If you're going to, you know, make your golf score, take three strokes off your golf score, you want to make certain that you're planning your strategy. What kind of lessons are you going to take? How much are you going to practice? Are you going to go to the driving range? How often are you going to get out there? I mean, what are you going to do to shave off those three strokes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this page that you were talking about on page 75 is a great way to explain that very well. If you're, you know, maybe your vision is to own your own business in a year.
Yeah.
And so you say, okay, between now and the next 90 days, I'm going to meet five business owners and talk to them about how they run their business.
That's great.
The next quarter, I'm going to actually start talking to somebody about buying a business or do some research on franchising to find out about starting a new one.
Yeah, and or do some research on people who have the kind of businesses that I'm thinking of getting into in my area and see what the competition is like and see what if there's room for me to start my business in this environment.
So the goal, your goals are the individual increments of your vision.
That's right. They're the mileposts along the way.
Mm-hmm.
They're the signposts that let you know you're getting there.
Mm-hmm. This is good stuff, folks, and this is so important. And how does all this reconcile with resolutions?
You mean New Year's resolutions?
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually New Year's resolutions are broken by the end of the first quarter.
I thought you were going to say the end of the first day.
Well, by the end of the first quarter, you know, people will say, I'm going to go to the gym every day. I'm going to lose 10 pounds. I'm going to be nicer. I'm going to be a more patient person.
Uh-huh.
They have these wonderful resolutions that I think are terrific. But what's the strategy to making certain that you're going to manage to them?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do to hold your feet to the fire to make certain that those resolutions become reality? Oftentimes, people just have good resolutions, but they fall by the wayside.
Mm-hmm, because there's no plan.
There's
no plan associated.
That's right. If you have your goals, and you have them in front of you, and you have them posted, and you have them everywhere, you're not going to let them fall by the wayside.
And folks, now we get back into, for your business, we get back into your business plan, which is so important that you have, isn't it, Cherie?
You bet.
Yeah. You've been doing that a long time, I know.
Long time.
Cherie, it's been so much fun. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you for making us think about these things. Thank you for all the resources that you provide to small business owners.
Thank you for having me on, and Happy New Year to you.
You too. We'll do it again real soon. Don't forget, keep the pointy side forward and the dirty side down.
You got it.
That's Pilot Talk, folks. Happy New Year, Cherie.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks. See you later.
Bye.
I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember, never be afraid to try something new. Think about this. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.